72-68 Iona. Quinterly lost it. Shackelford with it. And the Iona Gaels have upset the 10th ranked Alabama Crimson Tide.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Friday morning, a Black Friday, mostly a football Friday, but we got some hoops to get to here. College for the weekend, and of course, some NBA action. I'm sure Aaron will have a couple parlays she will tell us about, but we just played the call for you. An upset yesterday in college basketball. Number 10, Alabama, goes down to Iona, who's now 6-0. The Iona Gaels win that game 72-68. So we're getting to the point now where college basketball is rolling. We get some of these upsets here. We got some games to dive into. A good slate over the weekend. This is always one of my favorite college sports weekends of the year. Like, college basketball feels like it's really going now. And then you get the college basketball games. Like, you start getting some real matchups here. Like, we get Baylor, Michigan State later today. Actually, starting just in a few minutes, Baylor, Michigan State, which I'm, and a bunch of like daytime college basketball games. Like, if you want to watch college basketball or football, you can watch it all day the next couple of days. So I love that. We'll get to some college games, but Aaron, I'm sure you're eyeing up some NBA games ready. You started telling us about at least one that last segment. Look at the schedule tonight. We get Pistons, Clippers. We get Wolves, Hornets, Suns, Knicks. That is a fun one tonight. Knicks, 3.5-point dogs at home against the Phoenix Suns. Where are you looking tonight, Aaron? You got any NBA games on your radar?
Oh, yeah. I already have four NBA bets.
Okay. All right. Let's
talk
about
these. Are
you ready
for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I actually probably shouldn't talk about this because then they're going to start to get more. If people are listening to our show like we think they are, maybe there's going to be even more juice on these. But I love them. Sabonis, Raptors at Pacers. Sabonis, 14 double-doubles in 20 games. He is number two behind my guy, Rudy Gobert. So he has the second most double-doubles with 14. Gobert has 15 this season. Okay. Valanciunas has 14. Clint Capella with 13. And how about that? James Harden and Jokic with 11 double-doubles on the season. So I like to look at, okay, who are our double-double leaders in the NBA? And then I also like to see who's playing each other. So so this is juice now. The Rudy Gobert double-double Utah win is minus 148. They should beat the Pelicans, but it's juiced a little bit, 148. Clint Capella to record a double-double. The Hawks do not have to beat the Grizzlies. This is just a straight Clint Capella double-double. That's minus 130, so I'm going to play that. And this is probably too much juice for some people, but Sabonis to also get a double-double. The Pacers don't have to beat the Raptors, but it's minus 175. So considering that those guys pretty much get double-doubles almost every night, I like it. What else? I like all three of those. I know they're juiced, but to me, the chances of them not getting a double-double, you know, is the odds are in their favor. I'll just put it there.
And is it fair to say over the past few weeks, month or so, like these have been some of your better hits, right? The double-doubles with
these
players?
Yeah, I was 5 for 5 the other night. So all the money I was upset about losing, I just won it back in the NBA. Now, of course, this is sports gambling. It's not always going to be sunshine and roses in my NBA bets. I got to ride the wave. I'm going to have some ups and downs. But these ones have been working well for me. So until someone upsets me, I mean, I don't even want to jinx it, but of course, if someone gets ejected or something happens, you know, this could all backfire. So,
you know what? Every once in a while, we all kind of find a niche where we do well in a certain area and we just keep doing it because it works. Like during the summer, I kept hitting some home run props, and that was like just easy, like easy money on big numbers. You know what this all is? We do these, we make some money back so we can blow it on betting the Jaguars or the Panthers. That's what it is, right? So we bet on the NFL.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I know in lightning bets, you're going to ask me what bets I have. And I kind of like, I just don't feel like losing money this weekend in the NFL. All these tight spreads. Like, I think I'm going to be out this weekend. I think I put a couple bets in earlier this week, but I'm just going to fire away on NBA tonight and enjoy the games and enjoy not losing money.
A couple good NBA games tonight. So the Suns and Knicks 3.5-point underdogs at home. Knicks coming off a win. Yeah, they had to have
the
that win.
The Suns can't lose. So this is another thing. Like, do we just keep riding the Suns? I keep thinking, even when it was at 10, that like, oh, they're going to lose. Like, don't money line them. And then they just keep winning, Joe G. Maybe just for funsies, I sprinkle some money line money on the Suns. Do a money line bet.
I mean, you're right. They've won 14 games in a row. Like you said, they can't
lose. It has to end at some point. I've been saying that for a week now, though, and I keep missing out on betting on them.
Yeah, they're -162 money line. They are -3.5, which is juiced up to -112.
I wonder what their trend is on the spread. I mean, obviously they're on this win streak, but that would be interesting.
Well, it's a short number. It's not like, you know, for a team that has the record they do, they're only 3.5-point favorites tonight. It's not like we're talking about their 6-point favorites tonight, where you kind of get worried late in that game. I'm pulling it up right here. Against the spread this year, Aaron, the Phoenix Suns are 9-9. So they are not covering most of these numbers, right? They've won 14 in a row. Their record on the season is 15-3. So that they're 15-3, but only 9-9 against the spread. So there's your answer. It's not overwhelming where they're blowing these teams out and having an enormous a great record against the spread. A game I like tonight, I'm going to take the Hornets -2 over the Timberwolves. Timberwolves are interesting, and Edwards is a good young player that's emerging, and we know some of the talent they have. I like this Hornets team, though, with Ball and Bridges. They're coached well. I've liked them all year.
They're really fun to watch. I've been on the other side of whatever team the Hornets were playing a couple times this season and just enjoyed watching the Hornets, even though they made me mad and I lost my bet. But I do like the Hornets a lot.
So I'm looking at the against the spread numbers for the season. It's interesting because you got me to kind of check this out after you mentioned the Suns. Golden State is like spread proof right now. It doesn't matter how high they put these numbers. They're covering 76% of their games. They're 13-4-1 against the spread. So it's like, all right, I guess it was two nights ago they were playing the Sixers, a shorthanded Sixers team. Sixers actually were up late in that game. They came all the way back, the Warriors. They got ahead, and I'm not sure where the number closed. They either pushed or they covered it because it was about 10 when I looked at it, and they won the game by 10. I mean, they blow everyone out. They're incredible.
And they're playing the Blazers tonight. -5.5 is the spread there. You got me wanting to take the Warriors. You know what? I should look at the odds for just, you know, a Warriors, Suns, money line, and then parlay that with whoever the Rockets are playing and put that team on the money line.
Boy,
the Rockets are so bad. They only have 2 wins this season.
Yeah, that's pretty awful there. All right. We have a poll question I think we want to throw our audience's way, Aaron.
Yeah, let's do that. I was looking
Joe
at my
G.
phone, so I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, since you mentioned the Michigan State-Baylor game starting in 10 minutes, so I figured we'd all kind of sweat the first half for the last hour of the show.
Let's do it. All right.
I love it. Let's live sweat the first half of this Baylor-Michigan State game. Tip-off is in 10 minutes. How should we play the first half? So, 33. Wow. Okay, 33% say Baylor -3.5, 33% say Michigan State +3.5, and then another 33% like the over. No one likes the under, and it's 63.5 is the total.
I mean, life's too short on a Black Friday to take the under, right? If we're watching morning basketball, we got to take the over or not. I'm going to go Baylor -3.5. That's my play in the game.
I'm with you. I like Baylor -3.5.
All right. It's a show bet. Baylor -3.5. I'm on it.
Okay. You know what I never have to do during our show? Because the time. I guess I did it in the summer when we had golf on a little bit in the summer. Some of those tours. But I never have anything on during the show because it's morning, right? Like, there's no games on. Like, when I do my show at night, I have games on all the time because stuff's happening.
It would actually be fun if we had some more games in the morning, right?
Maybe we should petition the leagues to start playing games early so we can sweat it out.
Some 8 a.m. tip-offs.
Yeah, I guess we'll never have it because even the NCAA tournament, that will tip right as we go off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the one thing that
people, our ratings should get a nice boost because they'll be listening to us to get all of their best bets right before the game start.
You're right.
So we're winning.
Yeah, this weekend has like a March Madness kind of feel with the times of these games. I wasn't expecting when I looked at my FanDuel app to see the game starting at 11 a.m. I was like, wait a second, 11 a.m.? We're starting these games now? But I'm in on that, so I'm going to start watching here. Okay, so some good college games this weekend. You mentioned the Baylor-Michigan State game, which your audience is going to sweat it out with us. And Aaron is in on everything when it comes to
the NBA.
The NBA.
Yes, that is correct.
I can't wait for you to, in lightning bets, to go over all these again in detail, to have us to lay it back out with us with the NBA. Paul, you have anything you're cooking, NBA or college?
So one of our Twitch viewers, OG Plus, said he is on the other basketball game, college game, about to tip off the Miami-North Texas game.
Okay.
He is on over 127.5. His reasoning just needs to bet something. So I'll be tailing that. For the show, it's a Friday, why not? And then I'm fading Syracuse. Like, they won yesterday, they covered. I just think they're gonna get exposed against good teams, and Auburn is supposed to like be a potential Final Four team, and sure. It is, I believe, four. Yeah, I got Auburn minus four, so I'm rolling with Auburn minus four against Syracuse. I just think it's program that's a name against a program that's an actual good team this year. And I think Syracuse coming up, they got Auburn, they got Indiana, they got Nova in there as well. Like, could be a tough run for them coming up.
Yeah, a big one tonight if you're staying up late, which I'll tune in this one. Duke Gonzaga. Gonzaga coming off the UCLA win. They're 7.5-point favorites. After what I watched out of Gonzaga a couple nights ago, I'm not taking the points with teams that are supposed to be close to them. I mean, they're just way above. I'm going to watch Chet Holmgren tonight. And I'll probably be on Gonzaga minus the 7.5. We got a lot to get to in our final hour today. We'll hear where Joe and Paul are going to land with their contest picks. Lightning bets coming up in about 45 minutes. And on the other side, NFL games for week 12, a gigantic one for our Vikings. Can they go on the road and beat the Niners? We'll talk about that. And the Rams and the Packers and what could be a playoff preview. That's next right here on BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.